Street, Paul. Details remain sparse regarding a proposed fieldhouse project in the Ashmont area. The project has come up at a handful of meetings over the past month. One town of St. Paul councillor brought up the topic briefly at a November 22 council meeting, asking if administration had any more information on the potential project. As councillors reviewed the St. Paul, Elk Point Economic Development Alliance, STEP notes from a November 12 meeting, Coun. Brad Amon asked if Sow Stephen Jeffery had any more information about the request for letters of support that had gone before County of St. Paul Council a couple weeks prior. What I know about this is that it is very, very preliminary, said Jeffery. He noted the conversation has not transferred over to the town of St. Paul yet. He also stated that he didn't know anything more than what was included in the STEP report. The report states only that there has been a private individual expression of interest to build a recreation fieldhouse within the County of St. Paul. At the November 9th County of St. Paul Council meeting, the request for letters of support were brought before Council. The request came from a group called House of Speed. Lornette Day, president of the House of Speed Canada Limited, submitted a request for two letters of support to accompany applications for the Tourism Relief Fund for Indigenous Communities Sport Programs, and the Sport for Social Development in Indigenous Communities, Sport Support Program. A letter from Day included in the county agenda package was sparse on details, and efforts to reach the organization following the meeting were unsuccessful. Council discussed the request briefly, with Coun. Daryl Younghans asking administration if those involved had contacted neighboring municipalities. Reeve Glenn Ackerman also asked about ownership of the potential facility. It would be privately owned, said County of St. Paul Sow Sheila Kitts. Coun. Ross Krakowski said he felt that generally, grant programs such as those being applied for would require support from other communities, and felt the group had likely reached out to others. Ackerman said he had no problem supporting the initiative as long as the county wasn't bound to anything financially at this point in time. Coun. Maxine Fodness made a motion to provide a letter of support for the tourism program, while Coun. Kevin Wursta made a motion for the other letter of support. County of St. Paul Coun. Dale Hedrick excused himself prior to discussions beginning due to pecuniary interest. Section 170 of the MGA describes pecuniary interest as something that could monetarily affect a council member, their spouse, an adult interdependent partner, or children, parents or the parents of a spouse, or a business that employs the councillor, or in which they have an interest.